The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, the Free National Movement, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Banking Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We hope and trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call at any point on the show today, the numbers are the same, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you are in the family of islands and you want to give us a call, the numbers are 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I am delighted to have with me this hour the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. Anne's constituency, Mr. Kino Wong, is with us. Welcome, sir.
It is a joy to be with you, sir, and a pleasant good afternoon to the Bahamas, especially to the wonderful, resilient, kind, passionate residents of St. Anne's.
All right. Now, listen, I got to ask you what I ask all the candidates. First of all, where were you born? Which one of these islands?
I was born in the capital of New Providence.
Okay.
You know, so that's where I was born here in the capital.
Okay, now, I don't want you to cause no war, but which one of these schools you went to now? Because I know every time you all start this... St. Anne's, QC, or SAC.
I'm a great product of the government system. So I'm proud alumni of the one and only A.F. Adley Senior High School, Tiger Nation.
Sugar. Oh, Sugar. You know, you went to school would used to be trying to give Hawksville High School back in the day a little bit.
A little bit of challenge
in basketball, just a little bit.
We did our ultimate best to put some beating on those boys back in the day, eh?
Yeah, y'all tried. Y'all let some down, and then y'all
stole Doug Collins.
Oh, my. You know what? Let's move on. So for me and you start having a little bit of problems. what is your profession?
I am an event planner. However, okay. my profession is more into the mass communication and technology in the media industry.
Okay. And why politics? Why the PLP? Why St. Anne's?
You know, Mr. Lang, and to the wider audience of you, those who are online and those who are listening by radio or television or by Facebook, I dare to say that I have been asked from 2012, 2017, and 2021 by many individuals, and I refused it. However, I believe that the time is right now. This is the right opportunity to advance myself, my community, those residents that have been calling on me. And politics is great to be in. Some people say it's a nasty world. I dare to say it's not nasty. It's individuals that a trade to make it nasty. And so this is fitting for me. I've sat with my church leaders and community-minded individuals who said, hey, you know what? If this is what the Lord is leading I'm in this season, we will support you. And so I wanted my kids to be older so they can understand the dynamics of politics and that they support their father. And so I believe truly that God has given me the vision for such a time as this to be involved in frontline politics and to align myself with the Progressive Liberal Party. Ever since I was a child, I have learned their philosophy. I have been a part of many activities and conferences for the Progressive Liberal Party. And so I think this is the right opportunity and the right time now, sir.
Okay, and St. Anne's, why St. Anne's? You have a natural tie to St. Anne's, so this is where the party wanted you to go?
This is not where the party wanted to go, wanted me to go. I applied for St. Anne's because I live in St. Anne's. Okay. I am a resident. Okay. I am a resident of St. Anne's for the past 24 years, and I live there. I know the concerns of our people. I have transitioned through many of our communities, from Blair to Greenwood to Tuckaway to Harmony Hill to Little Blair to Dix Point to Bonnie Way, Kelly Lane, Dunkirk Lane, Scott Alley, Johnson Estate, Johnson Terrace, Steph Street, Fox Hill Road, heading north, St. Susie, Camperdown. And so the list can go on and on. Winton, Port New Providence, Palm Key, Treasure Cove, Nassau East North. So these are the communities traversed through the years and have came to love, especially when I was a part of the National Neighborhood Watch Council. As I serve as a chairman, I was able to meet these wonderful people in the different aspect of communities.
Okay. Now, maybe you might start a trend as you live in your constituency, you'll be voting for yourself and you'll be representing your constituency in which you live. You know, I did that four times.
I heard. I did my homework on you. So I understand that you lived in your constituency, which made it an easier transition for an individual because you hear their concerns. You see them every day. You understand them. You know, you traverse with them, you communicate with them. And I dare to say, I want to say a special good morning to the wonderful residents of Johnson Terrace, where I reside. You know, we have a diverse community and we are family. Even though in politics today, you may have some neighbors that don't align with you. They don't want to support you. But I understand that. It's politics. But I dare to say to all of my neighbors in Johnson Terrace, Eden Estate, Valentine Subdivision, Premier State, all connected through Johnson Terrace, that I love them. I thank God for them. And in a few days, the Lord will choose and speak to the hearts of the voters who will represent the great constituency of St. Anne's. And at the end of the day, we will all be one family, one community, as we are in Johnson Terrace.
Well, you know, the one good thing about representing yourself is you sure have one vote. If you don't mess up the ballot. If you don't mess the ballot.
You're right. You know, so I thank you for that word of encouragement right there. That's one thing that you're sure of. But thing that you are sure of is that you will vote for yourself.
Vote for yourself. That's for sure. Don't mess that up.
Don't mess that one up. I got you.
What are the concerns of people in St. Anne's? What, you know, sometimes people think of St. Anne's as a, you know, a higher end community, upper middle class community, and these people don't need nothing. But what are their concerns broadly, mostly, that you are hearing?
Presence. Having a representative that is present on the ground. And their concerns also is for safer and better neighborhoods and how wonderful that align with one of my top priorities, to have safer and better neighborhoods, more CCTV cameras, installations, to continue the progress on that, doorbell rings, just your presence on the ground. St. Anne's is not a needy community, but there are pockets of St. Anne's that has been neglected for many years, especially for this term has been neglected. And you can tell the difference of how an individual has positioned themselves and certain it's off and on. And so at the end of the day, we are constantly understanding that the dynamics have changed. And so when we knock on these doors, when we meet with our residents, they are constantly saying to us, Mr. Wong, we are thankful that you're on the grounds. Our concerns is that our communities need to continue to be safe. We want more police patrol in our communities. We want a representative that does not just come around when there's an election time, but a representative that is on the ground every day that we were accustomed to. And so
let me ask you. Go ahead.
So I'm sorry, but so I'm finding out that this is their concerns about safer, better neighborhoods, and proper representation.
Okay, and in those areas where you say there have been like neglect, because you say it's not a needy community, but there are some pockets of the community that have certain particular needs. What would those needs be? What would the neglect have been?
We're just being kept clean. Community parks are being kept manicured. You just can't clean a community park and then throw all the debris in one corner, all right? And then when they speak to the representatives and say, hey, there's limited in funding. But if you pay someone to clean a community park, they should be the one to move the debris afterwards.
Let me ask you a question, though. Community parks and lighting, these are government responsibilities. And you indicated that that neglect has been there over the last 4 years. Wasn't that the government of the Bahamas' responsibility to do those things?
These are community parks. These are community parks that are private community parks and not the government parks. So, for instance, Nassau East North, that's not a government park. That is a community park. Johnson Terrace is not a government park. It is a community park. Blair Park is not a government park. It is a community park.
So is there a community association responsible for them or something?
Not necessarily, and it should be, but we found out as I continued our canvassing that the representative has hired individuals to clean these communities. Neighborhood community parks that has been left unkept, or if they are being cleaned, the debris is just pushed back into a corner. And the excuses that we hear from our residents is that the representative, the current one, says that there's funding. But if you hire someone, Mr. Lang, and someone comes to our yard, our property, and they give us a price, it is their responsibility to discard and take the trash with them, not to put it in the back of our yard in a corner. And during our campaign, I'll tell you what we have all been doing in St. Anne's. We have restored 69 streetlights that has been out for the past years.
But hold on 1 minute for me, Brother Wong. So you said parks are private. Are the streetlights private?
The streetlights are not private, but when residents say to their representative, here's a concern that we have. Can you assist us by getting it repaired or have a company to come and look at it? Right. And you ask in it. And then when you drive through, you see the yellow tag on it. Is it because no one cared enough to get it done or you did not follow up? And so therefore, when we traverse these communities, I'll use a simple example. Rolls Terrace, all right, that's a part of the St. Anne's constituency. They showed me in their group that they've been asking for 3 years for assistance just to get the lights on. You have single mothers in this area. You have young children in the area. And when I walk through and I see how dark the pockets were, I made a call to a company to say, hey, can you assist in getting these lights on? And it only took less than an hour for to change the photocell. That's all it was. And so people are asking, why these things are not being done? Is it because you're lazy, or is it that you don't care? Or is it that you only care about a certain pocket of St. Anne's? And so we have seen it. Right. We've seen where moms and dads are hurting. All right. We have seen where individuals are telling us every day, Mr. Lang, that we don't see nobody. But here's the key point. The key point is this. We all have a job to do. In government, they said you run a good, clean record by paying attention to your constituents and their needs. And so at the end of the day, when the people put you in governance, you are there to represent their concerns, speak on behalf of them. And I've heard you over the years, as I watch you as a young man, that you always stood up in that House of Assembly, and before you get into any business of the government, you will speak candidly about the people you represented and their concerns.
And still you get fired. Just kidding.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I know.
But that's the way to go. That's the only way to do it. I'm just kidding. That's the only way to do it. The only way to it is to have a presence and to be available for your constituents. And at the end of the day, when they decide how they want to vote, that's their decision. God bless them, and you move on.
You're right. I agree with that. And that's the mandate for Kina Wong and Sinanz. And I can tell those who visit my office, coming into the people's place, as for me and my Sinanz team, we will serve the Lord. That's a big that's a big sign in my office, because I believe that God has positioned me for such a time as this. Am I perfect? No. Have I had some faults? Yes. I'm a man of a second chance? Yes. But I have a vision that God has placed in my heart. I look at Sinanz, and I give kudos to some individuals that was there in the past, and I dare to say, this might sound strange, but I dare to say that individuals like Hubert Chipman, I love him. I thank God for him. I thank God that he gives me proper advice, proper guidance. You might not hear that much from those who are in politics, but you must give credit to those who encourage you, those who give you sound talks.
No, we have to take a break. Sorry. Go ahead. Finish up. But
no, I just wanted to say that at the end of the day, we are all in this together. And I want to let Sinanz know that this candidate, your incoming member of parliament, will always be there for you and will continue to be the eyes and ears for you in Sinanz.
All right. So you're listening to Mr. Kina Wong, Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. Anne's constituency. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Wong. We'll be back after this break. Whatever weather.
Under the FNM, shantytowns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The FNM made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The FNM let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the FNM, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The FNM offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. PLP.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. Those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road in Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're speaking with Mr. Kino Wong, who is the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. Anne's constituency. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Brother Wong.
Yes, sir.
When you're making your pitch to your constituents about Progressive Liberal Party, its governance, etc., what do you cite as the main accomplishments of this party over the last 4+ years of governance?
No, very good question. And I dare to say that in St. Anne's, we are happy to know that we have a great much of our young people that was a part of the first National Youth Guard. We speak about the first National Apprenticeship Program, the first Catastrophe Care Fund, the first nationwide energy reforms. But most of all, we speak about them when they talk about how great it is to know that this administration was the nationwide school breakfast program to assist young people as they go to school. Free nationwide Wi-Fi in public parks. The country's first creative and performing arts school. You know, we look at so much different positive outlook, a positive outlook rating for the first time in over 17 years. The first PHA Academy to train healthcare workers. Healthcare insurance expanded and extend it to all public servants. And so at the end of the day, we are young people in St. Anne's also being asked and say so much that I am a part. And it's good to hear when our young people talk to me who are 18 through 25, that they are a part of the platform like Upskill and DigiLearn. And so when I hear things and they speak it back to me, a greater sense of appreciation that they are following the tracking system of the government. And so I continue to build on those things with them and letting them know that the opportunities are there. And sometimes individuals don't read about opportunities. They don't search opportunities until it comes to them. And so the residents of St. Anne's have been sharing these visions with me, as well as I've been sharing the grades of the Progressive Liberal Party government. I dare to say that in the finance world that you love to talk about, I've heard it again yesterday in High Vista, where a family of a business owner, young entrepreneur, young, said to me, "Mr. Wong, can I say something to you?" I said, "Go ahead." He said, "This is the first time in years that I have not heard that the Bahamas was black." And I said, "You know, that is very true. Very true." And he said, "It must tell that the government is actually doing something positive." And I said, "Well, you know, at the end of the day, we must trust the leadership of our country. But God has admonished us to pray for those who are in authority, that they may hear from him and do the will of his people."
Next time you speak to him, you tell him that Shababu Sean Lang was the Minister of State for Finance, and we get us off the back list. So we've been staying off it, by vigilance, by successive administrations. I mean, every now and again, you have a little bit of threat, but you have had successive administrations who kept us off the blacklist.
Yes, and you know, and it takes a country together to make things. You know, and that's my commitment. You know, like I said to you, I'll say it to you now, and I thank the Lord for the vision. My commitment to Sinanse is not just a campaign promise. It is a calling. I care deeply about the families who live in Sinanse, the young people who dream here, the seniors who build the seniors who build the foundation we stand on today. Mm-hmm. And I'm driven by a genuine passion to improve everyday lives in Sinanse.
Let me ask you a question. So you've listed the things that the party has accomplished in office in over the last 4+ years. And yet there are people who speak about the lack of transparency, the lack of information sharing, the sometimes strain you have to have just to get information out, the stuff that's going on with Grand Lucaya, the stuff that's going on with documents and fraud and these kinds of things. What do you say to people who say, but yeah, but okay, you paint that rosy picture, but what about this stuff that we are also concerned about? Not just the opposition, because a lot of them might point to the opposition, but people in the media are asking questions about it and what have you. What do you say to people who have those kinds of concerns?
When I come in contact with an individual and I dare to say, and she have no issues of me saying her name, her lady name is Wells. Very passionate about all those things that you have said. Mm-hmm. And I say to her, especially with immigrants, and I said to her, that is a pet peeve for all of us in our country. It doesn't matter if you are a supporter of the Progressive Liberal Party, supporter of any other organization. What gets to me with immigration is this. It's a nationwide, it's a worldwide situation. How do we curb it? Some of us don't even know how to do it. And we behemoths are the fault of it. And I say we, because all of us are guilty at some point in time. I have a neighbor that says, my Haitian, and that bothered me for years. My Haitian? Is that really how we, my Jamaican, my Puerto Rican, my Filipino, my Chinese, wrong. And sometimes we, Mr. Lyon, we hire them knowing that they exist to be here or status to be here.
Yeah, but the issue is what the government is doing in response to these.
The government
things.
Is doing this best to eradicate illegal immigrants.
Okay.
All right. We look at statistics where they are deporting these individuals, getting them out of our country the best way they can. But it takes a village. It takes you and I to identify where these individuals are, report them to the relevant agencies, so they can get out of here. We are renting our homes to them. We are renting apartments to them because we are greed. But if we are serious about it, it takes each of us to help our country hate illegal immigrants. And so if you know they're coming to your apartments or your home to rent a building and you rent it to them, you are just as bad. You are the problem. And so I believe I've seen it. I travel a lot. And the morning's early flights, I see where so many of them are going on flights on Bahamas Air to get out of our country. It may not be broadcast every day, but as much as I travel, I've seen it. And so when people talk about fraudulent passports and fraudulent NIB cards and fraudulent this and fraudulent that, myself all the time that it is a Bahamian that is doing this foolishness to make it hard on our country. It's not the prime minister. It's not the minister. You got individuals who work in these government agencies that is make it hard on our country because it is them that have greed in their eyes and greed in their hearts to destroy our country.
The minister and those don't say that. The minister and those don't report up and they say the people are being vigilant and so forth. And so you're suggesting now.
I'm saying there's a corrupt people all over the world. I'm not pointing fingers to anybody, but there are corrupt people all over the world. There were corrupt people when our Lord and Savior Christ walked the earth, there were corrupt people. Mm-hmm. But my concentration today is on the great people of Sinanse. I want to let them know that they will have a committed, caring, on the ground, incoming member of parliament, that will listen to them, that will work tirelessly to create safer neighborhoods, to empower our youth with opportunity and guidance, to ensure our senior citizens are respected, supported, and never forgotten. And together we can dance where everyone has a voice and not just a selective few, a purpose, and a fair chance to thrive. And this will true representation, and Kino Wong will bring to St. Anne's. Can I say this to you, Mr. Lang?
I want to say one thing. Go ahead.
When I look at St. Anne's, for the past, we don't have no restaurants in St. Anne's. We don't have no supermarkets in St. Anne's. Weakness in St. Anne's. We have no business opportunities in St. Anne's. There's no economic boost in St. Anne's. Center in St. Anne's. And so therefore, this individual who you're speaking with today, it is my vision, make St. Anne's an economic booming community. But also for our senior citizens and our young people can feel proud to come to a community center that we would like to establish so that they can come and be able to relax, but also that our young people will have a community center that they can come and do their project, learn about the technology, DigiLearn, technology of AI, to do their homework assignments, have printers to print off their projects. And so therefore, we in St. Anne's deserve better. We've had before, there were some that laid the foundation. But with this individual that is on your phone today, that is in the studio today, we will bring better.
All right, you got to limit. Let me read some text here for you, please. Before you have to go. It says, St. Anne's is well represented. Parks in great condition. Adrian White keeps many parks clean, says that texter. Did you want to respond to that?
Well, I guess their eyes and my eyes and the community eyes are perhaps seeing two different areas.
Okay.
But that's all I can say.
At least around St. Sans Souci, I didn't know you could run for office. Okay. Right. This text says, lights and stuff is the governing party responsibility, says that texter.
I can answer that.
Uh-huh.
Your representative, your incoming representative will be a part of, whether it's, if you're in opposition or in government, you're part of central government. You are part of the government. It's your duty, the halls of parliament, rise to the occasion and say, Mr. Speaker or Madam Speaker, some of the concerns of my constituents in St. Anne's. On Johnson Road, we need the assistance of the electrical company to come and take a look at our lights or our street lights. This is what representation does. I don't need to hear the excuses about, oh, this one should do it and this one should do it, because at the end of the day, the people put you in power, allow you to represent them, be the representative for all, and take the concerns for all, and not just a selective few.
This text says, Mr. Kino Wong, all your hard work will pay off. My best wishes are with you. Mr. Wong will always give people more than they expect to get. With Wong, you can't go wrong. God's protection over his life and family, says that text.
Thank you so much for your kind words. And we truly do believe that as we continue to stay focused, we will make St. Anne's great again.
Okay, we have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Wong.
Good afternoon, sir.
My question is, what specific plans are in place to continue improving life for residents in St. Anne's?
Great question. We would like to develop our first community center in St. Anne's. That's one of our priorities. We want to continue to expand our CCTV programs in St. Anne's. We want to be able to partner with a wonderful company that will provide the doorbell rings for our residents in St. Anne's. We want to continue to uplift our senior citizens to give them greater opportunities as they have built the foundation of St. Anne's, and we do not want to neglect them. We also have created the first St. Anne's app that will be rolling out very shortly that you as a resident can tap in, send your concerns, send your pin locations, that we will be able to respond to you rapidly. We want to continue to foster better relationships, continue the relationships with the Royal Bahamas Police Force in the Fox Hill Division so that we can continue to create safer and better neighborhoods for the entire St. Anne's constituency.
This text says, good afternoon. Politicians say no and understand the needs of the people. When they get in, they don't. We politicians don't have a good reputation with people, bro.
You know, but if you're a people person, if you're community-minded, community-driven, then you will have a heart for those who you represent.
All right. We have more callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I have a question for Mr. What specific improvements have residents in your constituency seen under your leadership?
I didn't hear the question.
He was asking what specific improvements have been seen in your constituency under your leadership. You just tried to get in.
Well, I wanted to answer that, but thank you for plugging that in. Since I was on the ground, I've had over 30 to 40 community debris pushed back and moved out. We have just had our major cleanup initiative in the Steph Street community on Saturday, where we were there with those from the best way we can. And under my leadership so far, we have assisted many residents who are living in dark pockets without streetlights, verges that need to be cleaned, some community parks that needed to be cleaned up, and I can mention it. Mount Vernon, for example. Mount Vernon, we went in, we realized that the community green space was not kept, and what we did, we went in, we cleaned it up, and we will continue the progress by making sure that these communities throughout St. Anne's are paid attention to so that we can represent the wonderful St. Anne's.
Okay, we have another call on that. By the way, Brother Wong, let me also say to you, we have five additional minutes for you. So the break, the news break, if you want it, and then there's a 5 minute after the break because we want you to get all the time that you're sponsored for. Okay?
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Okay, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Lang. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. What's up?
Excellent. Good afternoon, Mr. Wong. How you doing?
I am good, thanks. And you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm doing fine. Just listening to the conversation with you and good afternoon to the nation. Listening to the conversation, and I must say, I'm very pleased. My heart is pleased listening to not only do you have a vision for the community, but you live in the community, which I think is very important, right? Because your constituents, the exact same things they're experiencing, you're also experiencing in real time. And so you would have a great burden on your shoulders, just as they do, to get the results. I fully appreciate that you're not only talking the talk, but even as a candidate, you're in there and you're doing work. I appreciate, most importantly, your position that at the end of the day, we are all family, we are all friends. We may not all support the same party, but we are all Bahamians, and we must all get along as neighbors who reside in the great constituency of St. Anne's. And let me tell you, Mr. Wong, based upon your expressions and the sincerity I can hear in your platform that you've laid out, that you want to accomplish on behalf of not only the residents, yourself as a resident, I pray that the persons in St. Anne's provide you with that platform and that opportunity, a new voice in the parliament, a new change that is desperately needed. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lang. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Antoine. Okay, so Brother Wong, we're going to take a break for news, and then we'll see you on the other side of the news break.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Five years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For five illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourization. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Five years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you are millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. I'm here with Mr. Kino Wong, the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. Anne's constituency. And we've been talking about his plans and efforts in the St. Anne's constituency. Brother Wong, we have a caller on the line. Let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you doing?
Good, good. What's up? Yeah. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
I'm a resident of Sanaa. And mm-hmm. I will say this. I have an opportunity to listen to Kino Wong's plan for Sanaa, one of the most excellent as the person who is vying for the Member of Parliament. And I've had the opportunity not only to listen to Mr. Wong, I've also had the opportunity to campaign with him. And to listen to residents' concern and to hear residents saying that they have not seen the Members of Parliament, or sometimes the last Member of Parliament they have seen is under Brent Simonet. Not only that, to hear residents say that, hey, they want to hear Kino's plan, and when they listen to his plan, they're like, oh, this is something different. This is something new. This is something that we need. And so the CCTV program, the youth center, the community center, the area for the elderly to go to be able to have somewhere to say, hey, in the daytime, persons are saying this is something they need. And so if he's doing things that he's not even the Member of Parliament yet, and he's doing a lot of work in the constituency, you can imagine with him being the affection, the camaraderie, okay, the individual he has connection with, the partnership that he
do you live in St. Anne's? Do you live in St. Anne's?
I do. Okay. I do live in Sanaa. And so okay. I applaud Mr. Wong, and I'm continuously to pray for him and his family and the wider community of Sanaa that we see this vision, that we allow him and give him the opportunity to be able to be the Member of the Parliament to represent the constituents of Sanaa. And he talk about the verges, the cleanup in Sanaa. He has been doing it. So he's just not talking it. He's actually doing it. And so that's what makes great leaders, that they just don't talk. They are doers. And so he's one of those individuals that you can sure say that once he says something that he's going to, he does it. And so I applaud him. I'm continuously praying for him and the community that every one of us could tap into his vision and give him that opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it, Brother Wong. You can then give us what amount to some closing remarks as you finish up today.
Well, Brother Lang, I just want to say to the caller that was very encouraging, because at the end of the day, you know, when you are campaigning as a freshman, that's what we call a freshman in politics. Mm-hmm. The newbies. The newbies, right? You attract strangers who become a friend, and then after that they become family. And so I dare to say that everyone that is a part of my campaign team in Sanaa live in Sanaa except for two individuals. Let me repeat that. Everybody that is on my team lives in different pockets of the wonderful constituency of Sanaa, except for two individuals that they drive from out west just to come and be there with me. And it's just for their support, and I love them for that. And I love my team. I love my team. I think I have an incredible, diverse team with younger and more older individuals who have been in the trenches before, who gives guidance. I have a wonderful staff at the headquarters. I got my mom, who is there with me now. I have Miss Bridget and Miss Dale and Celeste, you know, and so they continue to guide me and make people feel so comfortable when they get into the office. But to the caller, thank you for you believing in my vision. You believing in the vision for our constituency. You believing in the vision that we will make Sanaa great again. And so at the end of the day, it's all about our people. I just want to encourage them, to let them know that I will continue to work tirelessly to work on their behalf. I will continue to listen to them. To the young man that someone said, you know, they don't want to give you a second chance today, that is about second chances. I'm a young man that, you know, something happened 32 years ago that I went to prison. But look at me today. I can travel. I'm a part of different organizations. The National Neighborhood Watch Program that I was given the opportunity to serve and to be the first chairman of that organization. And we did excellent by moving from 40 neighborhood watch groups to 186 when I departed in October 2024. I'm the first non-American to hold a great position on Neighborhood USA in America. I was a part of the directors of Crime Stoppers. I'm a part of the Crime Advisory Board. The list goes on. But at the end of the day, I believe in second chances. I believe in giving that young woman who is struggling a second chance. I believe in the young man that made a mistake some years ago, a second chance. Because at the end of the day, we are all in this together to create a great St. Anne's. We want to make St. Anne's better again. We want to have that excitement in St. Anne's where we can all be as one. I say to everybody.
I don't want them to get me in no problems, but along with time, so.
You know, so wrap it up. I'll just say this. I'll wrap it up now. I just want to say on advance day, advance voting day, choose progress. Choose Wong as you vote. To my 997 advance voters for St. Anne's, remember, choose a leader that will represent you, not just for the selective few, but for the entire community.
I'm going to bill you some more, bro. I'm going to bill you some more. Got to go. We got to go.
So love you all. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless. I love you, St. Anne's. Yes, see you on Thursday.
Take care, brother Wong. Okay, listen.
Thank you.
We're going to thank you very much. I believe we have a heat. Thank you, brother Wong. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. So, God bless.
So I have to apologize in advance. Yesterday, we were supposed to have Mr. Ian Thomas on. You know, Ian Thomas is a paid guest, and so you got to respect your spot yesterday, and we had to rearrange him for today. I believe he's in the studio, and y'all know Ian always ready to go. So, but Ian, you in the studio?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I am.
But except, no, don't. You can't say it like that because I don't have no containers.
No,
So don't let's be. Don't let's try get low now, because you know I get yelling petty, right? No, you know.
I know. You knock
me even now.
You knock me right out. Yeah, what you mean? I never get against you. It was my boy. Man, listen here. Let me just start.
What you talking about today? What you got today?
Well, let me
for
introduce
me
myself first of all. Good evening, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blasts. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 5-5-2-0-2-1-2. We good?
We good.
All right, then. Hey, listen, yeah, I just was listening to that nice little spiel from a gentleman. And it's so, it's the irony is I have two candidates who sent me to speak about exactly what's happening with them. And I think you might be familiar with those individuals. Are you familiar with Mr. Darren Pickstock?
I am indeed.
Good. Well, I've known Darren Pickstock for years, along with his lovely wife and his kids. You know, I used to frequent the homes back in the day and everything, but we still remain friends. When he and I spoke, I think it was last week, Thursday or Friday, I said, he says, Ian, are you going on with Mr. Lang? I said, yeah. He says, definitely. These are some of the things I need you to convey to the people. What I basically know about him, like it's on a personal level, is I can honestly say that he loves his family unconditionally. And that same love that he has for them is fueled with the passion that he wants to pass on to the people of Golden Isles. So individuals of Golden Isles, you know, that you've probably seen him canvassing the area. And like I said, personally, I know him to be a wonderful person. Some of the things, his newly implemented things, some of the programs he implemented is fittingly named Agent Darren. And that's been a huge hit in his district. It gives the constituents direct access to his head office, where they're able to, where he has willing and able supporters who are quick to respond to any concerns in the constituency. If you want to get in contact with the to the head office, the phone number is 603-0607. That's 603-0607. And he says he can put out the WhatsApp number as well, which is 465-6550, 465-6550. Many individuals have used this method to inquire which jobs are hiring, and a great number of them have been successful in finding employment in certain areas like electrical, plumbing, clerk work, and safety managers, and so forth. So, you know, if you live in that, in his constituency, and you know someone unemployed, or you might be unemployed, please use those numbers. I'm going to give it again, 603-0607 and 465-6550. So he also introduced Head Start program. It's an online tutoring initiative that's that he rolled out, where kids who are studying for BJCs and BJCSEs have the opportunity to improve their grades with efficient instructors, you know, who can really help you out. So that's a wonderful thing, because he strongly believes in education. Look at that, people done start. Boy, Shivago, yeah, show hard here. People done start writing me and everything. Yes, so when I said individuals, the kids, they want to improve their grades and he rewards certain students with a 3.0 GPA or higher with some incentives for doing, you know, to continue to do well. Individuals, especially seniors, can now get free vegetables with Darren's project called Fresh, because he believes just in how the economic system is, and individuals don't have excess money or sufficient money to eat properly, that these people should not be deprived. So you want to eat fresh and have nice fruits and vegetables at your disposal. Darren's project is called Project Fresh, and that's a wonderful thing that he's doing now, that you can eat healthy and so forth. In conjunction with that, he has a wellness checkup program that provides free for oxygen, sugar, and blood pressure to ensure seniors stay healthy. Residents love the fact that Darren Pickstock is always present for them. He's not one that people can say, you know what, I don't see him. You know, you go around, people say, Charlie, I can't tell you, last time I see this one. See him, and like I said, you can always reach him. What else I want to let you know? Well, I had a chance to meet some of his team members. You guys know, hey, please call the office, because they have a huge group of people who are working along with them, his supporters, and they are in constant contact with the constituency, individuals who live in the constituency. And speaking with him, he says, Ian, please let them know that the road works and the street lights and the CCTV, they are presently being addressed. And he wants also to let you know the upkeep of the public areas is just something that's in the beginning stages, but it's an ongoing process. Of course, you know, tree trimming and all that stuff is ongoing. His focus is on development of young people, and this is why his voice is loud when it comes to education and advancing the young people. He's passionate about them learning everything that they need to know about AI. And I know you're a big proponent of AI too. Is that right, Mr. Shivago Lang? I know we have a delay.
I try to avoid AI, because AI like crazy, you know. AI them then all up in your business and stuff like that. But I'm familiar.
But you admit that you have to learn.
Yeah. I just saying, I be a little cautious with the AI, man. You ever talking and on your phone and then all of a sudden you see all these pop up. But yeah. This, that, and the next.
Yes,
thing.
Yes.
That AI just been all up in your business.
All up in your business. That's like a behavior song. All up in your business. Yeah, man. So yeah. So AI is not just. It's not coming, but it's here. So like he says, he wants them, he's passionate about education, and they should learn AI. He had a nice speech the other day when he gave about that. So that's an also an incredible thing. He knows everyone has talents, and some individuals have more than just one talent. So he wants everyone to go ahead and explore their God-given talents and and take their earning potential to the next level. He wants to give entrepreneurs access to funding to grow their businesses, help single moms who are struggling financially, and take care of seniors who find themselves at a disadvantage right now. This is not a game to him. This is a lifelong passion of his, and he wants to fulfill. That's a personal goal, like he says. And the same dreams that he has for his own family is extended to his constituency. So he plans to continue to represent them to the best of his ability. And he says, when it's time to mark your X, he wants to know that you are supporting him. And especially right now, like your guest before me said, the early voting is on Thursday, so you can start doing that on Thursday. He wants you to choose an individual. Choose the individual who will be present, and who can identify the problem and take the initiatives to go ahead and address these problems. Intelligent, progressive person to solve problems. Anyone can identify a problem, but it takes an intelligent, progressive person to solve a problem. That's what he says. So he just wants to let you guys know in his constituency, he's there. He's confident that she's going to be victorious in this. And he wants you guys to go out there and make the right choice. That's Mr. Darren Pickstock. And he's doing a wonderful, wonderful job in his constituency. And he just says, go and do the right thing. I don't blame him, man. That's what time it is. Mr. Zhivago Lang, now I'm going to turn to... I have somebody else to talk about, another candidate. But first, I want to tell you about Capital Lumber. You and I spoke about Capital Lumber before. Am I correct? Delaney.
Yeah.
We have a
delay. Yeah, that's it.
Capital Lumber. They are on Parkgate Road. Parkgate Road. So if you're building or renovating right now, but you don't know where to go for the best prices on building supplies, you want to go to Capital Lumber. That's on Parkgate Road. Parkgate Road is that small road that connects Village Road to Camp Road. You guys, a lot of people out there know it. I'm going to give the phone number, 605-9663. 605-9663. No one on the island has better prices on plywood and cement. So if you're adding on to your house, your apartment, or your Airbnb, and you need to the best prices on all these building supplies, you need to hurry up going over to Capital Lumber. They got all types of regular windows and doors, including strong, durable hurricane windows and doors. You'll be amazed by the many different styles and colors of the of doors that they have down there. I had chosen a door. I didn't go down there and get it yet because these guys made the wrong cutting at my house, but I won't get into that. But anyway, I waiting on my door to come. I didn't put down on it, but I waiting on that to come. He says, not to mention the tiles. He says, because the tiles, waiting on a new set of tiles, but that has been... from that shipment is not there as yet. So he says, don't worry about that. All the individuals who I sent there last time about the tiles, he says he wants to focus on the plywood. So much plywood that they have down there. If you're looking for regular one-sided plywood, they have it. 5/8 roofing plywood, they got it. 3/4 CDX plywood, you can find one-sided 5/8 plywood you can get, or the popular 3/4 one-sided plywood you can find down there. So much choices at the lowest prices on the island. Plus, you can get 25-year shingles, or you can get architectural shingles. Like I said, I didn't know architectural shingles is 30-year shingles, so now I just educate y'all. You can get 25-year shingles or the architectural shingles. I bought the Ready Mix Easy Finish Joint Compound from them some time ago, and I love it. It's really good. It's nice and strong, so my guys who are doing all my mason work, they love that down there.
Ian, you always doing work, man. Always doing some work.
Zhivago, if you was here right now and you come by me, you'll see that my fence guy there is right now. My fence guy is there because I just got some new neighbors. Okay. Yeah, I got some new neighbors, and they're high. So they'll be looking over right into my yard. So now I'm taking my 6-foot fence, and I'm taking it to 8 feet. So now I have my fence guy there. He's doing an incredible job. His name is Adrian, but we ain't running on with that. So if you need some fence work, you give me a call. I'll turn you on to Adrian. He's doing an incredible job by me. So and then some neighbors' dogs, they be going underneath my fence, so they push the fence. Oh, Lord. You know, I ain't going to run on with that. They can make me sad. So I talk to all my personal business, but I dead serious, man. I dead serious, man. Them neighbors' dogs, oh, Lord. I call the bark people. They ain't come check them out yet. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I could get it all sorted out. So
you need a plan.
Definitely need a plan. So they got the joint compound over there. That's the Ready Mix. They sell the cement by the bag or by the pallet. A pallet of cement, ladies and gentlemen, is 40. I did not know that. 40 bags of cement is on a pallet. So just in case you need to know that. So I got a message the other day that they were just, not the other day, it was 2 days ago, that they were unloading a new shipment of windows and doors. They're really big in windows and doors. So you go down there to Capital Lumber, you can get interior and exterior doors in all sizes. You can get steel doors and wooden doors. They're all stocked and ready to go. And they have doors for your home or business at prices like no other. And the windows, they come in double or single. So that's a wonderful thing that you need to know. If you're not sure what you want, go down there, look around, get yourself a quote on the Hurricane windows and doors. They come in push or slide with the screen. I like the one with the screen. That's the one I get. So you could just open it up and you could pull a screen across and no mosquitoes and no flies come in your house. And if you're serious about saving money on windows and doors and plywood and lumber and shingles, you want to call 605-9663, 605-9663, or visit Capital Lumber on Park 8 Road. And you could visit them online on their Facebook page. So big ups to you, Mr. Dean, and go down there and check out Mr. John. And they have everything down there. Best prices, Capital Lumber. And what I like about them, they're right in the middle of town. So if you live out west or out east and you don't know where to go, you go right in the middle of town and check out Capital Lumber. Capital Lumber, Park 8 Road, 605-9663, 605-9663. That's it right there. Weird Watson. You all know Weird Watson. You know Weird Watson?
Yes, sir.
Weird Watson.
First of all, my brother, me and Weird went to school together.
You serious?
Weird from Grandmama.
Yes, he's from Grand Bahama because I just was going to tell you that his sister is my client too. Yes, Wade is from Grand Bahama.
All of them.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They went to the Great Hawks Valley School.
But I know. You see, you know a little bit more than me. Yeah,
Wade Watson. You're going to raise it.
I'm going to let you know how I know. Wade is my boy, man. And the thing about it is, I vaguely remember him from way back in the days, but he used to go hang out with my older cousins, and they used to go partying together. So that was him back in the day. Yeah, but now I reconnect with him on this level, and he's doing a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. Wade Watson for Baines and Grantstown. He says he's building community, restoring pride, and securing the future of Baines and Grantstown. Wow. So Wade Watson, like I said, he's not just a candidate. I've talked about him on other programs. He says, and I know he's present. In his community, and he partners with the people in his constituency, and he's a pillar in Baines and Grantstown, so people know him there. He's known throughout the constituency for a hands-on approach. Mr. Watson proudly residents as his extended family. I was to some family members on the weekend, and they said, "Man, Ian, you see the property cluster over with Claire Dad?" They said, "I just picked up the phone, and I called Wade." And boom, in about 2 days, 3 days, that property was clear right down, because I think maybe some guys was doing some, you know, some little mischievous stuff in the bushes. So he's all into safety and everything. So he got the bushes cleared down. And, like I said, people just love him in that area. Love him. This community is personal to him. Like I said, he does his walkabouts and goes to church services. He hits the doorsteps and the community, all the community events. And like I said, people know him. He's visible, he's accessible, and he says he's accountable. So anything happens, you can definitely count on him to go ahead and address it. He's introduced the Community Grocery Assistance Program that supported single mothers and elderly residents, focusing on all to ensure families could meet one of the life's most basic needs, which is food security. You know, if people don't eat, you know, that ain't good. So he's very passionate about that. I don't know why this person is calling me right now. I on Chivago Lang Show. Please. if you want to listen to
that's
me.
That's why they calling you, buddy. That's why they calling you. They get in the way.
These people are something else, boy. You know, what I gotta say right now. Oh, you know what he's pleased about? He hosted which was a huge success, the Little Miss Bain and Grantstown pageant. And that created a platform for young girls to shine and perform and build their confidence, which is a part of his youth mentorship initiative, which is which he has strongly emphasized on, well, it has infinite education, discipline, and purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to read these people things and talk at the same time, so excuse me. He also claims that he loves supporting entrepreneurs and dreamers. This is why he launched another initiative to help small businesses get started so they can turn their ideas and into opportunities, all in an effort to build their future. What else he wanted me to let you know? He organized, he pulled his team together and he organized Laundry Day giveaways. This is for residents who are in need to go ahead and get their all their work clothes and their linen, all this stuff attended to. And I thought some people might think that's a small thing, but that's a big thing. A lot of people don't have funds even to go to the washhouse. I didn't even know that, man. So that was good. He says, "When you look good, you feel good." So I said that was a good slogan. So he did things like that. Something extremely passionate to his heart was his Second Chance initiative, which he advocated for young men seeking their record to be expunged. So Mr. Watson acted as a mediator with the authorities to help redirect lives, which is a critical move to giving at-risk kids, or people, I should say, the opportunity to for potentially do that that the neighborhood needs to be safer and neighborhood, the residents need to work together. All of this comes together. All this comes together with such great power. So the young people who might have had some problems, challenges earlier, he were able to help them with their criminal records, and now they feel much better. I think at last count he helped like at least 26 young guys get themselves together, and I think that's a big. He deserves kudos for that, you know, because a lot of these guys, them, you know, when if they ain't working, they get idle and they don't feel good, and then they, you know, they kind of venture out and do some weird stuff. But kudos to Mr. Wade Watson for that. Another thing, like I said, he's taking safety extremely seriously, working closely with the authorities to increase patrols in that area, addressing long-standing concerns around crime and security. He's serious in the dedication to protecting families and restoring peace of mind. Also, he has his cleanup campaign in the community. Once again, if the area is clean and look nice, people feel good. That encourages residents to take ownership of their surroundings by promoting pride, unity for a cleaner and brighter future. Residents told me when I was there that he did an installation of water for residents who didn't have direct access, and that brought comfort and dignity and convenience to families. So individuals who used to go into the pump for water, now he worked along with a company and they were able to put that infrastructure in place. Now they could just go inside there, turn on the water, bathe properly, turn on the faucet, flush the toilet, all that stuff, all that going in the pump. That has been finished with. And he was very happy with that. And me, you know, I born in Camp Road. So I, you know, back in the days, I know all about that. So a lot of people, you know, you feel good with things like that. You know, basic things. He also told me, "Ian, I'm proud of what I've achieved so far, but the work is far from finished. This journey is not mine alone. It belongs to all of us in the community. So together we plan to transform Bain and Grahamstown into the community where people can be proud to say I am from. Wade Watson is calling on all people of Bain and Grahamstown to stand united, build together, and vote for a continued progress when you go to the polls. He says, please consider him." I don't sound mad. Shivago Lang.
You doing your do, you, Ian Thomas? You doing your do, man?
Hey, man, look at these people calling me. You know what they calling me for? You get one guess. What they calling me for?
I'm going to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
You got it. You
still
won.
I don't want to hear it. I'm still doing Easter.
Well, if you still celebrating Easter still. You want to celebrate Easter with that special person. And how can you do that? You can celebrate Easter by getting the bully pill. Yes. If you get the bully pill, you could be considered the hottest guy in the neighborhood. The bully pill is going to give you a nice, strong, stiff erection. That's what it's all about. You don't want to deal with flaccidness. A lot of people know what flaccid is. Flaccid is the opposite of firm. No, you don't want that. Men, call me. Give me a call, 552-0212. Get yourself the bully pill. It's all natural. It's all natural. So if you're dealing with high blood pressure or diabetes, it won't interfere with your medication. It's all natural. You take one capsule with some water. You drink the water. Half an hour later, you are ready to go. Like I say, you're going to have a nice, strong erection. You're going to be happy. Your partner's going to be happy. You're going to feel nice and confident when you get inside into those intimate moments. And you'll feel proud and accomplished. You'll be impressive.
Yeah, but I think they should call it the lovely pill.
The lovely pill. The lovely or the loving?
No, the lovely pill.
The lovely pill. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely pill, a.k.a. the bully pill, you are going to have a wonderful time. You guys out there who are 5, 10, 15 years older than your partner, I know you think you're doing a great thing, but I don't want you to go there and make a fool of yourself. Get yourself the bully pill, a.k.a. the lovely pill. I can start using that, Mr. Shivago Lang.
I only charging you 1 cent for it.
One cent. Yes. Get yourself the bully pill that's going to make you feel lovely. And you say, honey, how it is? She say, oh, Lord, this is making me feel so lovely. I have so many different people coming up to me. But I hate them. They always come up to me. Hey, bully pill, man, everywhere I go. If I eat a food, so I talking sense.
Talking about this bully pill like a bully. And so what do you expect people to do?
They say the bully pill man. I'm telling you, I go to the food store, boom, going to go do registration to vote. The bully pill man, at church. After they say, touch the person and walk around, people come walking to me, hug me, give me a hug, whisper in my ear. I say, man, come on, man.
If I was a pastor, I would not shake hands with you. I wouldn't even get close to you because you come right on the show and talk people business. But how the bishop call you and the pastor call you and the priest call you?
Yeah, I say, pastor, how come you want this? He say, because later on, I want to lay hands on the first lady. I say, man, come on, my pastor. He said, "I will let
you got them. You got 5 minutes. You need to do your business."
Hey, listen here, man. Also, listen here, man. Look here. You what I want to tell you about now. Everyone been asking me about this. Ian, I'm trying to get myself in shape. Tell me about that walking pad. You don't need a gym anymore. You can get your steps in no matter where you are. And this is a great Mother's Day gift. No matter if it's raining outside, you can get yourself a portable treadmill. They call it the walking pad. It's a fraction of the size of a traditional treadmill, and it can fit right underneath your bed or anywhere. It's only $349. It's the walking pad. It's a great gift for mom or dad or anybody that you want, or yourself this season.
Oh, I like that.
You like it? That. It's a nice walking pad. I'm going to send you the picture of it, okay?
Yeah, you know, I have a little bicycle, like, you know, so.
Oh, a stationary bike.
But it's a little small. It's a little small, something I just, like, you could put right there while you're sitting on your sofa.
Yeah, as you're sitting down, you could
bike. That's what I do, like, after I eat, and if the weather ain't so good outside.
Yes.
Go right on that.
Now, that's good. I had one of those, too. I gave it to a cousin of mine, but the walking pad is also very good. You could sit down and watch, not sit down. You could stand up and watch the news while you're walking on this, and it doesn't make any noise, Shivago. Speeds, so you can jog, you can do a nice jog and a nice, like, heavier workout on it. So that's wonderful. Only $349. That's great for mom. Also, if you they had some blackouts recently island-wide. Blackouts are a problem no more. You can power your television, your fan, your refrigerator, your cell phone, your laptop with this indoor generator. You don't need any propane, any diesel. It doesn't make any sound. You can leave it right inside your house. This is $2,375, but it's ideal. It's going to make your life so, so much better. You don't have to worry about anything. It doesn't emit any odors or any bad toxins in the air. This generator is going to save your life. It's a Jackery generator. And especially you individuals who might be dealing with someone who has some comorbidities, like maybe someone who's hooked up to some type of machine that needs powering when the electricity go off. You don't want to be left in the dark with something like that. That could be very traumatic. Get yourself the indoor generator. It's $2,375. It can power. Another wonderful thing is you can let your room come alive with the best quality sound bar and woofer. This surround sound system, I have one of these in my house. It comes with the woofer, it comes with the sound bar, and once you hook it up and you just pair it up with your television, gives your whole system, give your whole room a nice, nice sound. That's only $349. That's a great gift for Mother's Day. Also, the Intex 18-inch pillow top queen air mattress. You have some people coming over, you want to spend the weekend or sleeping over, you ain't get enough beds. You say, okay, then I got this this inflatable mattress. The inflatable mattress is so, so comfortable. Not the ones like you used to have back in the day. This is very comfortable. It's self-inflating. It comes with the drop cord right inside the bed. And once you're finished, you can deflate it, put it on the side until you're ready to use it again. Or some people live in a house where so much people live there, you want your own bed, but you don't want to spend all them big money for a big old bed where you can take up all the spot. Get yourself this inflatable pillow top mattress. It's only $275. You want to give me a call at 552-0212. If you've been looking for that little faucet on your water dispenser that broke off, you say, Mudo, the hot waking, but the cold ain't waking, or the cold waking. Yes, they just came in. That's each. It's the little faucet on the machine. They're replaceable. If yours is broken or inoperable, the valve, it's right there. Only $9.99 each. They come in the green. They come in the red, the white, and the blue. I know you've been looking for them. You ain't seen them in a long time. We have them for $9.99. I have my little niece and nephew. Uncle, you know when it's used no cordless phone no more? I said, yes, they do. Nice, mature people use cordless phones. If you need a nice cordless phone, they got cordless phones right now for $55. VTech cordless phones, $55, has the caller ID and all that, and the name shows up and everything. Give me a call, 552-0212. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't hear my phone ringing, but it's going crazy right now. My number, 552-0212. Get yourself a VTech cordless phone. You are going to love that. And on the healthy tip,
that's the power of Z-Live.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, this phone going crazy right now. You had to turn it off. You can take care of your liver and kidney right now and reduce bathroom visits with your kidney and liver cleanser. A lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, and Chivago Lang can attest to this. A lot of people are up there on dialysis and so forth. You got to take care of your kidney. See this right. Let me shake my water right now. Let y'all hear. You hear that? I drinking my water. You got to drink your water. Drink your water. I have a problem. Yep. I have a problem. I forget to drink water. You drink a lot of water, Chivago?
A lot of water, bro.
Yeah, man.
Other liquids that don't have too much sugar in it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got to cut down on that too, but I got to drink my water, man.
All your water, you can't get all your water from vegetables. Some of it got to come from fruits.
What?
So you got to get your water in multiple ways.
Yeah, that's what I like about Chivago Lang. You are, even though you're big in education and you love to talk about health too, eating healthy and remaining healthy. And that's one of the good things. Cause I never seen you no big fat man. You always been slim.
I put a little belly on every now and again.
Yeah, but one thing
but
you
typically, yeah, you, but not
one,
really. But
one thing but you, yeah. you try to eat healthy.
Try to, man. I have to. I had prostate cancer. Okay. I have to try and do what I have to do.
Yes. So liver and kidney cleanser promotes better hydration and energy, encourages you to drink more water, help your kidneys filter waste efficiently, and offered to reduce fatigue. So if you want to go ahead and take care of your kidney and your liver, give me a call. It's only $69.95 for the liver and kidney cleanser. It comes in liquid drops, so it's easy to take, and it's a nice blueberry flavor. It's good for your kidney and your liver. It's good for your digestion and your immune system, and it's good for your urinary and bladder support. So that's very important. I have a friend who's dealing with a situation. The sea moss, all natural supplement, it has the right balance and dosage to help individuals deal with digestion, and it cleans, it aids in detoxifying your body. Everyone in the Bahamas, all Caribbean people know the importance of sea moss. So you want to go ahead and have great skin, eliminate acne breakouts. This supplement works wonders, guaranteed to see results in 30 days. Your skin will look wonderful. You're going to begin to decrease all those lines in your face and so forth. And it's an anti-inflammatory, and it has perfect ingredients to assist you with minor and major arthritis pain. So that's that sea moss. What's inside? It's infused with black seed oil, shilajit, burdock root, ashwagandha, and elderberry. That's only $34.95. It's great. The sea moss comes in the gummies. You're going to love it. Also, this the soursop supplement. The ingredients in the soursop supplement, oregano, moringa, ashwagandha, and black seed oil. It's a rich superfood blend, ideal for daily vitality and balance, excellent for your immune system, provides antioxidants, supports cellular health and digestive balance, aids in reducing inflammation. So this is wonderful. That's the soursop.
So you take over my show for your clients now.
What you mean?
Go ahead, Ian.
And that's $69.95.
This is now the Z Live Ian Thomas show.
Well, no, you know what? Every time I come on, people say, Ian, I love when you bring Chivago on. You're one of my top guests, Chibago.
Boy, you are something else.
My ratings go up.
I love to be a guest, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You can see me here every day.
So give me the wrap up so I can go to my break and then pay my sponsors. Oh,
okay. That's the sour sop. It's only $69.95. Give me a call for that. And lastly, the cayenne drops. Everybody calling about this. You want the cayenne drops? It's good for heart and circulation health. Healthy blood pressure, strong bones, reduces inflammation, and energy endurance. So the cayenne pepper, what is that infused with? Hawthorn, beetroot, turmeric, and vitamin D3 and K. That's only $34.95. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here because I don't want to take up Chivago Lang time, but someone just asked me, can I have the number for DNA Direct? You need to find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, or your sister, or your grandparent, or your grandchild. Call DNA Direct at 324-0665. Get a DNA test for as low as $450. No needles or blood involved. If you need one for court or any type of legal purposes, that's only $550. So that means if you are a woman, a foreign woman who has a child with a Bahamian man, and you want to prove that Bahamian man is the father of your child because you need to get the child's documents, give us a call at 324-0665. DNA Direct, when knowing the truth. Wow, that's amazing, man. Chivago Lang, it's been such a wonderful time here with you today. Your listeners are so responsive, and I'm glad to always be here with you, man.
I appreciate being on your show, man.
Man, don't mention it, man. Hey, listen, if you want the best in talk radio, you want Guardian Talk Radio on 96.9 FM every day with Ian Thomas and my guest, Chivago Lang.
My man. All right. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Our final break, and we'll be back to wrap up. Thank you. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! Bahamas, wake up! Time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. Hey, hey. Brave say he love the poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Sebas get rich, now we run the land, while Bohemians catching LA. Big mansion, big talk, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't rest. Power hungry, heart can't bless. Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Save us come to millionaire for them, say no. But shall it rise, let the truth flow. Our money ain't good money. No.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tell your neighbor! Tell your friend! We wouldn't change now.
This thing must end.
Hey!
SOS.
Code Red.
SOS.
FNMs. This Tuesday, April 28th, we're going home to R.M. Billy Park for a mass rally, 7:30 p.m.
Yes, we're going home.
It's time to protect our vote. Time to protect our passport. Time to protect our birthright.
Come
hear from our leader. We'll work for you to protect our Bahama land.
SOS. SOS.
We're going home to R.M. Billy Park, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. FNMs. The time is now.
This is 5 more. Say no way. You can't just take Bahama land and give this place away.
boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health. The FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm grateful you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. So, obviously, we had a full schedule today. We had Mr. Wong, we had Mr. Thomas. But tomorrow, I'm telling you in advance, tomorrow, I want to go through with you the Parliamentary Elections Act, Part 7. Part 7, the section that deals with the issue of treating. That's Article 97 of the Parliamentary Elections Act. It's about treating. Can lose an election in election court for general bribery, for treating, and among other things. You can lose in election court for that. And so the Parliamentary Elections Act has extensive provisions about this notion of treating, because I am hearing some things that bothers me. Okay? In the Parliamentary Elections Act, I want to read it for you as a primer for tomorrow. It says, every person who shall corruptly by himself or by or with any person or by any other way or means on his behalf at any time, out of the issue of the writ of election under Part 5, during or after any election, directly or indirectly, listen, let me read it slow for you. We got a couple of minutes. I'm going to read it for you. Every person who shall corruptly by himself, you did it by yourself, or by or with any person, or by any other way or means on his behalf at any time, either from the date of the issue of the writ of election under Part 5, during or after any election, directly or indirectly, give or provide, or cause to be given or provided, or shall be accessory to the giving or providing, or shall pay wholly or in part any expenses incurred for any meat, drink, entertainment, or provision to or for any person in order to be elected or for being elected, or for the purpose of corruptly influencing such person or any other person to give or refrain from giving his vote at such election, or on account of such person having voted or refrained from voting at such election, shall be guilty of an offense against this act. That's the treating as or claims to have a right to vote at an election, or corruptly accepts or takes any such meat, drink, entertainment, or provision, shall also be guilty of an offense against this. That's the treating clause of the Parliamentary Elections Act. I read it for you. We can talk about it tomorrow. And we can talk about some things that are going on in the Bahamas during this election season tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Introducing Popeye's new club sandwich. Three bold ways to satisfy your cravings. Go classic. Crispy, juicy chicken stacked just right with lettuce cheese. Club sandwich served with pepper jack cheese. Or get into the honey mustard club sandwich. Sweet, tangy, and totally irresistible. This isn't just lunch. It's a membership upgrade. Join the club. Taste the crunch. Love every bite.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.